Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Good morning. Welcome back to the show. I'm here with General Lee from Subconscious Realms again. What's up, General?
Now then, Fox, mate. You good?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been already bullshitting here for 15 minutes or so, but yeah, so what's going on?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. I didn't think last time we spoke, weather was fucked up. It's still fucked up. It's like humid as shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
At this time as well. I know usually it's the same there as well, and it's pretty early as well, isn't it? It just doesn't make sense, does it? It's got like from one extreme to the other, Fox.
Yeah, it was like in the 90s here in Ohio yesterday. Pretty fucking
hot.
The
90s? Yeah.
What is it out there?
I don't know, mate. To be honest with you, let me have a look. It's warm. I've got windows wide open. It's still warm as shit.
Well, I mean, we were going to talk about the Celtic Pantheon, but I guess you want to wait until next week for that. We can just kind of bullshit.
Yeah, like I said before, we started recording. I have come across something else what I'd like to connect with what we spoke about. So, yeah, I'll have something a bit more concrete for next weekend, for sure.
All right.
But I'll just throw some ideas over to you in a week as well and see what you think of them. But, yeah, it's going to be looking good anyway, mate.
Yeah. I know they did the 13 months thing. Are you familiar with that?
The 13 what, mate?
Yeah, it's called the...
What was that one for?
The Celtic Tree Calendar. The first month was the Birch Moon. But it makes more sense because the calendar we're on now, like all the months have a different amount of days and shit. So if you got 13 months, every month has exactly 4 weeks, 28 days. And then every once in a while, you got to throw an extra day or two for the solar year. But that doesn't belong to a month. Yeah, it's just an extra day. And it makes more fucking sense. I don't understand it.
I know. And also, mate, there's like... some months are more than 28 days, you know, 30, 31.
Right. What's that? Yeah, I mean, when you said you wanted to talk about it, I started looking some of that up. I got this website. It's called learnreligions.com.
Oh, yeah.
Have you looked at it?
No, but it's one minute.
So if you go to the search, go to the magnifying glass,
it's like a proper search engine, isn't it?
Yeah. Pretty handy. I know.
Oh, yes, mate, this is a good one. I'm saving this one. Nice one.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, it's a good one, this, isn't it? Yeah, mate, this is going proper under this one, Fox. Nice one. Yeah, man. What's been, has there been anything else going on with Trump, what you've heard of?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't fucking like him anymore. He's we just bombed the Iran's nuke sites for Israel.
Yeah, there's about that. What, you know.
Fucking idiot.
Considering he's meant to be preventing any further war.
Right.
You know.
He's always kissed Netanyahu's ass, and it's just fucking crazy, man. Who knows what's going to happen from here on out? But
yeah, just unnecessary, isn't it?
Yeah,
like I said, it's just a hypocrite. Yeah. I like all that bullshit with Musk as well.
Yeah, but I mean,
where did all that go? Crazy shit, mate.
I guess you got to choose the. If you have to make a choice, I mean, I definitely want Trump over Kamala Harris or Biden, but.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure.
You just can't win, man. I don't know. If it was up to me, there wouldn't be a federal government. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have a state. You know, a governor in each state, and then if he starts fucking up, you can just go to his house with torches and pitchforks. Settle it like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds about right, mate.
Yeah.
Might do some good stuff like that anyway. But yeah, it's like it's gone from bad to worse.
Yeah. I mean, being his last term, I figured he's either going to do some really good shit or really bad shit. Well, it's turned out to be really bad shit. I don't know. What the fuck can he do?
Looking that way, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Looking that way.
Fuck World War III.
You know, it's nuts, isn't it?
Now, when they retaliate, it makes you wonder, like, what are they going to hit? Are they going to try to hit Israel? Or, and then you got fucking China, probably going after Taiwan. Perfect time for that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta pause it. I'm sweating my ass off. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's too early to start drinking beer, but I don't know what to do.
I don't usually drink a lot of coffee. I used to. But I don't drink as much now. But I don't mind actually, like an iced coffee. It's quite refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah. I just make my own. I don't like put sugar or anything in my coffee. It's just black coffee, and then I put it on ice, man. It's too fucking hot to be drinking it hot, I can tell you that. I'm sweating down here.
Man, it's like lava, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how people can drink it as soon as it's made, like especially like from McAdee's or something, like coffee from there.
Oh, yeah.
Proper fucking hot, isn't it?
That shit's like candy. The stuff you buy at McDonald's.
It's all
sugar, man.
Yeah, a lot of them are really sweet, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't mind a bit of honey. Like, if we can get some like nice local honey. I like that in me coffee, like not loads, like just a little bit.
I'm sure yours is different than ours because they're allowed to put all kinds of shit in the American food that they're not allowed to over there in Europe.
Yeah, mate. Well, there's a lad who actually, he's got a couple of hives, and he sells it like, he only lives about a mile down the road.
Yeah.
So it's like proper local, so it's like £5 for, you know, like a jar of it. Oh, he's got like honeycomb as well. That's £5 as well, and it comes in a box. Fucking gorgeous, mate. But because like, I'll get like, I get allergies, me, you know, especially if it's got like a high pollen count. And they say like, try and get like, have a spoon of like local honey every day, and it'll like, it helps with your allergies. And that's what I'll try and do, you know, like, especially if it gets really bad.
Yeah, you talking about honey?
Yeah. You can get like local stuff. Really good for allergies.
Well, that's natural sugar. The shit they use over here.
Yeah.
That's not the stuff you want to be putting in your body.
Yeah, it's all shit, mate, isn't it?
Yeah.
You not have sugar at all in your drink, mate?
What's that?
Do you not have sugar at all in your drinks?
No. I just drink it black.
All right. Is it like, is it like instant coffee, or do you use like a percolator or like that, mate?
No, I put it in a coffee machine. It's regular coffee. Yeah.
Or like instant coffee kind of thing.
No, it's, I guess you would call it a percolator over here. We just call it a coffee machine.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it goes like through a filter and that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you, mate, yeah. That's posh coffee, that box. It's nice, some of it, anyway.
So I'm looking at this thing on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
The dude asked ChatGPT the top 10 things humanity should know. Okay. Number one.
Yeah.
It says, number one, it says you are being tracked constantly. We already knew that.
Yeah.
Number two, food is engineered to keep you addicted and sick.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Number three, the internet is being sanitized and controlled. Yeah, we knew that.
Oh yeah.
Four, money is created out of thin air.
Yeah.
Five, yeah. Modern medicine often treats symptoms, not causes. Most history taught in schools is sanitized or incomplete. Yeah, that's kind of the whole idea behind conspiracies, isn't it?
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
What has been kept?
Number seven. The digital divide is widening. So what they mean is like AI, automation, digital infrastructure, they're growing faster than we can adapt to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of,
and that's for what we know, what we don't know.
Oh yeah.
And that's going to be more disturbing. For me, anyway, folks, it's, we don't know the fucking half of it, do we?
Now, the government's typically anywhere from 30 to 50 years ahead of us. So think where we were 50 years ago now, compared to what we are now. That's where the government's actually at right now. So that is super fucked up.
Yeah, it is, mate, yeah.
All right. Number eight, space isn't as far away as you think. So, it says the Karman line the accepted edge of space is only about 62 miles up. We live on a...
Who said that, mate? That's on the AI thing, yeah.
Yeah.
62 miles.
I don't know where the hell they get that, but that's what it says.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. It says we live on a thin crust of atmosphere that's terrifyingly fragile, yet we treat it like garbage.
You know.
Yeah. Number 9, synthetic biology and gene editing are advancing quietly. You're talking about CRISPR, mRNA, and all that type of shit. A lot of people think...
Right.
A lot of people think that was what was going on before the flood. You know, the...
Right.
Which I think that's where a lot of these cryptids come from. Like, you know, Bigfoot, the Goat Man. Remember back in the day, fucking unicorns, dragons, all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, experiments.
Or another theory is that the Nephilim were like fucking everything, and so they weren't. It wasn't really happening in a lab. It was just happening, you know, from sex and bestiality and all kinds of. But or maybe it was in a lab. Who knows? You know.
Yeah. It could be either or both, couldn't it? Okay, who knows, mate? Like you said.
And then the last one, number 10, economic collapse is always closer than it looks.
Yeah, they're all saying that, aren't they, mate?
Yeah, we don't really need ChatGPT to tell us most of that shit. We already knew.
Yeah. They're saying it about crypto for God knows how long, aren't they?
Yeah.
Program, mate.
ChatGPT.
Yeah. That'd be quite good, aren't they, for some stuff?
How about you?
No, I have had a quick go, like a bit back on it, but no, I've not wanted to be using it, mate. Not saying I won't use it. It's like you're typing quite a lot of stuff now, and that's when my first thing comes up is your AI response. So like it's there in your face already, isn't it?
Yeah.
But mate, if it comes in handy and it helps you out, especially researching, then why not use it?
Yeah. I mean half the clips that a lot of people just use that for their content and shit now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
But speaking of Israel, I got a clip here I want to play. I'm going to share the screen so you can hear it.
Oh, nice. Oh.
All right. Let me know if you can hear this.
In the Bible is not the same Israel as today. And I know what you're thinking, and you're already jumping into conclusions, but hear me out.
Sound.
People are over here fighting and debating over a misunderstanding of what Israel actually means. They think that the modern Israel is the same as the Israel God promised in the Bible. It's not. In the Bible, Israel means two things. First, Israel was a person. In Genesis 32, Jacob wrestled with God, literally fought him all night long. And after that, God changed his name to Israel, which means he struggles with God. Second, Israel became a nation. Jacob's 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel, God's chosen people. But hear this out, they were not chosen because of their land. They were chosen because of God's promise. The nation of Israel existed under kings like David and Solomon. But guess what? They lost their land. They were exiled because they turned away from God. Fast forward today, Israel was founded in 1948 as a political state. But that's not the same as biblical Israel. It's not ruled by biblical law, not everyone there is a descendant of the 12 tribes, and the land does not define God's people. Faith does. So when people think that defending modern-day Israel is the same as defending God's chosen people, no. You're missing the whole point of Scripture. God's Israel was never about land, but about a relationship with Him. The Israel in the Bible is not...
Yeah. So, I've been talking about that for a long time, but... And even if you go back to the Bible itself, I think me and you might have talked about this the last time we were on. I don't know why. You know, the Jews, the Romans.
Briefly, didn't we mention?
What's that?
I'm sure it was something was mentioned.
Yeah.
Not sure exactly what, mate, but yeah.
Well, the Jews were responsible for killing Jesus. You know, Pilate was the governor or whatever, the leader of that area that was controlled by the Romans. And he did not, I don't know if he was afraid of what was going to happen, but he didn't want to kill Jesus. And the leadership, and the rabbis and all these people wanted him gone because he was interfering with their power and their income.
Yeah. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I get tired of hearing about all these Jews saying they're God's chosen people. The United Nations ushered in the State of Israel, like he was saying, in 1948.
Yeah.
All right.
Similar.
Yeah, I unpaused it. But when so next week we're going to be talking about the Celtic pantheon. But yeah, you were saying that who's the main dude? Dagna? And he was married.
Yeah, he's like kind of like a chief leader of gods. He was the chief of the Tuatha De Danann, like the head dude, like a father figure, like a king of the Druids. I thought that it maybe it's like kind of like a Merlin kind of a dude, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like maybe that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, they were mostly pagan, but they called him like the Irish father god.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah, something like that, isn't it? But yeah, super fascinating, mate, isn't it? All that shit.
You know, if you go back in the day, so you know how in Christianity they have the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
So, if you go back far enough and translate it from Hebrew and start getting into that, they used to call the Holy Spirit She, which I don't... I mean, that it relates to the same thing you're talking about. You know, a lot of religions all come back to the same origin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, that, Fox. I swear that way myself.
Yeah.
It seems that way anyway, doesn't it? Like you said, even with like mythology, it's like a lot of the Roman pantheon they acquired it from the Etruscan pantheon. That's what happens. Like they'll get it from the previous civilization, like previous pantheon, like from the Greeks as well. Yeah.
There's always a flood.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And even in the Bible, like Romans 2:14, it says, for when, you know what a Gentile is, right?
A Gentile.
Yeah.
I'm not. What is that, mate? Well, I'm sorry.
If you go back to when everybody was Jewish before Christianity, they called non-Jews Gentiles. So basically,
all right, so like
religious and non-religious, basically.
All right, so a Gentile would be non-religious.
Right.
Right, okay.
Almost like an atheist, or they probably call pagans Gentiles. But Romans 2:14 says, for when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves. So basically, they're saying that God puts the law on your heart, and then you
right.
do what's naturally just do what's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I think so, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that be something similar to along the lines of like what fucking Aleister Crowley said? Do what thou wilt with his whole. You know,
the lemur. No, that's the, to me, that's the opposite. You know, do as thou will. Basically, he's saying do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if it's put on your heart, you know right from wrong, and you do right. You know, because we're naturally sinners. You know, we want to sin. You know, if you go back to your animalistic nature, you know. So when I was in the military, we used to say, eat, fuck, kill.
Eat, fuck, kill.
Yeah, like an animal. You know what I mean? That's what.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically what do as thou will, or whatever he said. That's what that means to me. You're going back to your animalistic ways. Which is the opposite of what God's law to me. I mean, that's just what I think.
Yeah, mate.
I don't know.
I get you.
Are you into Crowley a lot? Or I know he was an Englishman.
I think he's an interesting character, mate. But I won't say I was into him. I think I said he's interesting. I think a lot of it's been blown out of proportion with him.
It goes back to when we were talking about Israel. All right, that happened in 1948, right? So. You know who L. Ron Hubbard is?
Yeah, the Scientology dude.
Yeah, he created Scientology with that Dianetics book, which is basically the Bible of Scientology. And him and Jack Parsons were out in the desert doing the Babylon Working Project, which was all based on Aleister Crowley's work. You know, like, well, they were trying to summon the goddess Babylon and come up with they're trying to come up with like a moon child or some shit. And
was Baji Cameron in it as well?
What's that?
Was Baji Cameron had some part to play in it as well?
I'm not sure, but it was right around the same time period, like 1946, 1947, 1948. And it also coincided with the shit that went down in Roswell with the UFOs. You know, all that shit happened right within 2 or 3 years. It's just kind of, to me,
it was in Roswell.
Yeah, the you're probably into UFOs and stuff, right?
I mean, one of those subjects, mate. Super fascinating. I love it all, Fox. But yeah, I think it's Roswell, isn't it? Was around that time.
Yeah, it all happened within a couple of years.
Yeah. Excuse me. I did start watching a series on off TV called Strange Angel about Jack Parsons.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen that? Yeah, it wasn't too bad, mate. I thought it was quite interesting, but a couple of the later episodes, the stream links were shite.
Is it a documentary?
No, it was like a series, like a show. Like, I think there was two seasons to it.
Okay.
But it was quite good.
Called Strange Angel.
Strange Angel, yeah.
I'm gonna check that out.
I'll when we've finished recording, mate, I'll find the link to it and I'll send it to you.
All right, thanks. Yeah.
No problem, mate.
You know what? Another. You bring up Jack Parsons. When they were doing that Babylon working thing,
yeah.
He wound up, L. Ron Hubbard wound up fucking his wife. I don't know if he.
Yeah.
You know how it is when you get into cults? There's a funny meme that I saw about cults. And,
yeah.
So the cult leader puts his hand on the guy's shoulder and he's like, I gotta be real with you, man. God wants me to fuck your wife. You know, that's. Doesn't it seem like that happens every time there's a cult?
Oh, mate, they're so weird, aren't they? How did they get away with it?
Mankind, we cannot control. We can't handle power. Anytime you get that kind of power, you start doing crazy shit like that.
Yeah, it's probably fucks up in it. How they get? Oh, it's like, did you ever watch them documentaries on Netflix, mate? The what were they now? Church Last Day Saints, them, the Mormons and that.
No.
Was it Joseph Smith? Well, there's a documentary, mate, about Joseph Smith, and mate, it was, I forget what it was called, Fox. But it was like the
man,
Church Last Day Saints, something like that. Mormons, mate, it's so fucked up.
Oh, he was, I can't believe people listen to that dude. He was, in his town, he was getting arrested for fucking people over and tricking people out of their money. Next thing you know, he's starting a religion and people are following him. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah,
it's hard to believe it. You could make it up, could you, Fox? You could not make that up. What you got away with.
Crazy.
Yeah, and like kids as well. Oh, it's so fucking wrong.
And the Mormons were, so you know all this genealogy stuff that's going on nowadays. I'm trying to think of the name of the company where you send your sample in and they tell you about your ancestors.
The DNA. Ancestry.com and all.
Yeah. The Mormons started that a long time ago. And they have like a...
Did they?
They've got a vault with everybody's DNA in it. Which is weird. Why would they do that? You know? Pretty sure they probably run all these other companies that are doing genealogy and shit now.
Hey, mate, that wouldn't surprise me, that.
Right.
They are strange, aren't they?
Right.
But... Hey, when you say they've got that's so fucked up. When you said that they've got DNA like in a vault, are you talking about just Mormons or are we talking about everybody?
No, it's everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
That is proper. That's so fucked up. That.
And here's the other thing. So you know. Do you know who Brigham Young was?
No, I'm not familiar, mate.
He was one of the main dudes in Mormonism. He's got a college. He's got a college named after him. I think it's in Utah. It's called BYU. They call it BYU, Brigham Young University. All right.
University.
Yeah.
Why?
That is where the CIA and the FBI, they go recruiting.
Okay. Also, it's like a specialist kind of fucking specialist kind of college thing.
Well, it's mostly Mormon because it's out in Utah and everybody's Mormon out there. And
oh shit, mate.
Yeah,
it's
they
like
don't.
Grooming university.
Yeah,
what
for the.
Grooming on?
Yeah, for the intelligence agencies. Oh, and yeah, they don't drink. They don't smoke. They think it's okay to lie as long as it's for God. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's perfect for the intelligence jobs. You know? And I've talked to...
They're proper slippery fuckers, haven't they?
Yeah, I've talked to people that have went to BYU and they're like, yeah, they just got tables set up in the hallway, like, just recruiting, man. Like, the Army does that here. At like high schools and stuff, the Army, the Marines, but you never.
All right, so like what you see like in a film when is that what actually happens?
Oh yeah.
But it's like school hall, like they'll go up and you sign up and all that.
Yeah, they'll set tables up in high school hallways, and anybody that wants to stop and talk, or they'll try to flag people down. You know, like, hey, what are your plans after high school? You know.
Yeah.
The CIA is doing the same thing at Brigham Young, like the military does in a regular high school, but you don't ever see it anywhere else except Brigham Young. It's crazy.
I've never heard of it before you said it's made so nice one, but it's like, it sounds like there's more to it than.
Oh, yeah.
Than we know, anyway.
Right.
For sure, mate.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you know anybody who's ever been part of it?
The intelligence program?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did they, are they allowed to talk about it, Fox, or is it one of those, like, it's got to be a hush-hush kind of...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Definitely don't want to talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, yeah, but there's it's the craziest them programs, mate, aren't they?
Right. All right, General. So next week we're going to talk about the Celtic Pantheon, and I'll look more into it. Also, I know you wanted to talk about the father and the mother figure of it.
Yeah, the doctor, and then we'll hopefully get into the Morrigan as well.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't get...
It sounds like you're saying Mulligan. How do you spell that?
Morrigan. M-O-R-R.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's Morrigan. It sounds like you're saying Mulligan.
Yeah. It's probably my accent, mate. Sorry, pal.
That's all right.
But yeah, I'll send you some stuff over. Right, so
all right.
So like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, mate. Like I said, it's super fascinating, mate.
You want to plug your show?
Yeah, mate. Nice fun. Generally, the host and creator of Subconscious Realms podcast. On Apple Pod and Spotify, and most other podcast platforms. Instagram is at @subcon_realms33. Twitter is at @subconrealms33.
Twatter.
email is subconsciousrealms@gmail.com. Nice one, Fox, mate.
Yeah, I don't know what time we started.
Again.
I didn't really keep track of time. But we started off kind of slow, but we got... wasn't too bad. We got going.
Yeah, mate. So we've got like a good week now on that as well. It's like a foul. A bit more stuff on it. So we've got something much more concrete for next weekend.
Yeah. But you know how it is, man. I just get on here and start bullshitting. I don't really need a topic. But it's good to have one.
Yeah, I know, mate. Yeah, it's something to look forward to, mate. I mean, like I said to you, Box, I've been wanting to cover more on the Celtic Pantheon since I started with Subconscious Realms. I mean, yeah, I've done like a bit on Fomorians and what else have we done? To our leader now. Well,
don't forget about that learnreligions.com too. That's got some good stuff on it.
Learnreligions.com. Yeah. I've got that saved, mate.
All right.
My favorites. It's proper in handy, that. It's proper search engine as well.
Yeah. All right. So if anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram, call and leave us a voicemail or a text, 313-583-7646 or 31-FLU-FROG-6, flu as in FLU as in the Wuhan flu. All right, you got anything else, General?
No, mate. Like I said, nice one for having me back on, mate. I've really enjoyed speaking to you again, mate. I can't wait for next week.
All right, then.
Be a good one, pal.
Catch you next week, brother.
Yeah, nice one, mate.
Brother. All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.